Hey guys, Matt Belknap and I have talked about our love of the Gooder sunglasses. There's no reason why you won't love them as much as we do. Listen, these things are stylish. They start at about $25 a pair. No slip, no bounce. Those are their words, not mine, but boy, are they appropriate. These things are polarized and they got a bunch of five-star reviews that are accurate. I give mine six stars. I go one more star than the average person because I myself, I'm the star. I'm the extra star. 30-day free returns, one-year warranty. They got a bunch of great styles. These things came in very handy for me recently at a charity golf event. And everybody's like, what's with the shades? And I went, man, these are my Gooders. And they made my golf game gooder. I said that about 18 holes. Hey, if you want to support the show and try a pair, Gooder is giving Never Not Funny listeners free shipping. You can go to gooder.com/Pardo and use code Pardo for free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Again, that is gooder.com/Pardo and use code Pardo for free shipping. GOODR.com/Pardo. Do it now. Look out. Here comes the sun.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Playing games.
She's the comedian who voiced Vanellope in Ralph Breaks the Internet. But if you challenge Sarah Silverman to pop culture trivia, she's gonna wreck it. From the Never Not Funny Studios in Hollywood, California, it's Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. Here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, indeed. Yes, welcome to Playing Games, the game show that covers pop culture from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. In studio with me, as always, is my announcer, Matt Belknap.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hi, Matt.
How's it going?
Doing okay, just getting by like anybody else. What about you? You're all sweatered up.
It's cold.
It is cold.
I don't know when this will air, but right today, it's cold.
It is cold today. I was freezing walking from my car.
Yeah.
And even commented like, about this climate change being a hoax. It's a hoax. It's not real.
I saw a snowball in the House of Congress.
I saw a snowball in hell.
Oh, God. What were you doing there?
I was visiting a buddy. He was down in Georgia.
Oh,
Looking for a soul to steal.
Got it.
And then he lost that battle right back to hell. Talk about the devil.
And you went with him just to comfort him.
Yeah, I wanted to see how he's doing. Yeah. You know, I figured if he's not going to use that fiddle, maybe I could pick it up.
Cool.
Also, of course, speaking of music, is our band leader, is Mike Henry. Hello, Mike. Hey, there's Mike on the fiddle.
Oh,
playing it hot. And of course, my co-host. I'm always joined by a celebrity for my co-host this week. We were very lucky with the young lady that I had the pleasure of working on her show, I Love You America, with Sarah Silverman. Sarah Silverman's here. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
I have to tell you, and I've told you this in text message, that I was proud to work for Conan O'Brien for about a decade. And then the next job that I had that I said yes to warm up was on your show. And I was never prouder to be part of a show.
Oh,
that was
Jimmy.
The greatest experience. And I mean that sincerely.
Thank you so much. And I'm so appreciative that you did that for me. I know it was a big favor that I drove to Sherman Oaks to do this.
Well, thank you.
No.
How did that turn around?
No, I just thank you so much. That was, you're incredible.
And, well, that's not why I brought it up. Obviously, I'm terrific. That's why you wanted me.
Yeah.
But the show, you were great. The show was great. And again, it was. I was proud to say I'm currently working on the new Sarah Silverman show, although it was season two. Yeah. Season one was weak without me there, don't you think? Do you think it picked up when I arrived?
Yes.
All right. now, do you tour at all anymore? You don't do any touring dates.
Of course I do.
What does that mean?
Talking about?
You okay? Now, you just rubbed your eyes. Are you now seeing stars?
A little bit. Yeah. I got into a little eye rubbing, you know, when you just can't stop and it's like, yeah, I did. I got into an eye rubbing vortex just now. I'm sorry.
That was like a Jimmy so thing. Good. That's what you do. You start rubbing your eyes like a little kitty cat sometimes.
I do. And you just can't stop. You just kind of want, you want to go to the back of your head.
Yeah.
Because that's how great it feels, doesn't it?
Why does it feel so good?
I don't know. How do you masturbate?
Right. Yes. Right? True. It is that kind of like there's just no stopping it.
Yeah, it's masturbation for the eyes.
Yeah.
Feels great.
Beyond.
Yeah, was there more?
I just ceased and desisted.
Yeah, all right.
I was just going to say beyond my control or whatever, but we'll cut that out. I don't even know what that means. I'm having a meltdown right now.
Again, you're seeing stars, you rub the eyes. Now, Sarah, I brought up the climate change hoax. You believe it's a hoax as well, right?
Of course.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
Yeah, I mean, just 99% of the world's climate scientists are just, they must be, it's a fun joke that's fun for them.
It is fun for them to say there's climate change.
They get so much out of it.
These are bad people. That's what my president tells me. They're bad people.
Yeah.
I should tell you, it was very awkward to work. As much as proud as I was working the show, very awkward because I do support Trump. And so it was very, I had to play the role when I was there talking to that audience, pretending that I was not on the other side.
Well, you know, that's why we hired you, because we really want to be like inclusive.
You did, right.
It's nice that you have, not only are you a Trump supporter, but you also had no integrity, so that you like you took that job despite the fact that you disagreed with
it. It's like everybody in his cabinet, so for that matter, right?
Yeah.
Those people don't have integrity. They did maybe 6 months ago,
right?
3 years ago, maybe they did.
I don't know.
More political than we probably thought this was going to get. It's a game
yeah.
show, Sarah.
Let's get silly.
Well,
you know what I noticed walking over here?
What'd you get?
There is a barber shop called Barberia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why you decide to make your haircutting place sound like diarrhea?
Oh.
Well, how can we make this sound a little more like diarrhea? Barberia.
Matt went there once. Didn't you go there once?
I was going to, and then it was like, turned out it was like surprisingly expensive for, it looks like it would be a nice, cheap, easy, quick haircut. You know, diarrhea being fast, like you'd think it would be fast.
Yeah.
Sure. It was like $30. And I was like, no, if I'm going to get a $30 haircut,
You're not going to go to the Barberia?
No, thanks.
Right. Explosive Barberia.
I'm laughing.
Sarah, I'm laughing is how comedians laugh. I'm laughing.
I did laugh, but here's what happened. My head was going, I'm going to get to the contestants. Then you said something funny. I didn't. I panicked.
You also hate poo-poo jokes, which is...
Oh, sorry. Yes, I didn't know that about you. I know, there are certain people, and I get... not liking gross that, you know, I don't personally, but I think it's because I don't at all have a visual mind. My mother had a very visual mind, and she would get very upset if I talk like that, and she'd just say, I have a very visual mind. But I never related to, because like I'm not picturing it. You're probably picturing it, which is, gross
is
if I imagine
that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what it is, but I don't care for it.
Yeah, because you don't have a good imagination. So.
No.
I mean, then what do you talk to your kid about?
He hates it more than I do. He hates that type of humor. He's smart, sharp.
Oh, yeah, he's older now.
He's 11. He didn't like it even when he was young. He comes back from school. Dad, everybody made fart jokes today, and they all thought it was funny, and it wasn't funny. I'm like, that a boy.
Yeah.
That's it. You get it. But you go ahead and do your farts and poops.
No, when you put it that way, it sounds gross and unladylike.
Well,
You've
made your bed. You don't do what? You don't...
do those things.
I dated a girl that claimed that she never did. That was her thing.
She said she never pooped?
Yeah, she goes, I don't do that. Like, no, come on. Ridiculous statement.
She probably was comforting you because you have a thing around it.
I don't know if I did back then. It's all, my whole thing is, my life has changed.
Very interesting.
I used to be able to sit in the middle seat in an airplane. I couldn't do that now for $1 million.
Well, right.
Things have changed as I've gotten older. I've got the phobias, OCD, things drive me crazy.
Yeah, well, my misophonia, it gets worse as you get older.
Oh, good. So I have that
sound sensitivity.
I hate that, too. My wife chews too loud. I want to throw her through a wall.
It's misophonia. I got it started in high school and just got worse and worse and worse. And just, it puts like a, you love your wife, but it's like a rage.
Yes.
You can't,
yes.
I mean, I negotiate with myself in writer's rooms like, it's just a bag. It's just a crinkling bag. You're trying to get a bigger bag. You know,
yes.
It's so, it's just unbearable.
I'm so thrilled.
That's why nobody knows the show, it says no gum on set. I chew gum in my car alone.
Privately.
Privately.
So the sound of your own mouth chewing gum doesn't bother you?
No. Huh. But it's, you know, if other people are like, if they're chewing it like a regular person, it's fine. But so many people chomp it or snap it. I mean, I was in line at the DMV. This sounds like a stand-up joke, but it's not. And I was in line for so long. And there were only two people left in front of me, and the woman behind me was snapping her gum, and I had to take myself out of the situation.
You got out of line. Wow.
That's not very funny.
No.
All right. Let's get to the contestants.
All right. We cannot play this game without contestants. Let's go to the phones. That is right. Anybody that follows Never Not Funny on Twitter has a chance to play the game. Just look for the tweet telling you when to call in. We then take the calls, weed out the dead weight, and then find our players. Matt Belknap, I say once again, let's hit the phones.
Yeah.
Let's say hello to Anand. Am I saying that right, sir? Anand?
Yes, you are, Mr. Parda. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that respect. You know, I'm from the military. Where are you calling from, Anand?
I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia, home of the Nazis.
No.
Well, Sieg Heil.
Oh God.
Were you there for that? Were you there that day? Did you go down? Because theoretically, part of that was a positive event. No, is this a good topic?
It's not fun, but we were supposed to go down there in time for the counter protest. We started off the day at a bluegrass festival with my father-in-law and mother-in-law. Meanwhile, while they're playing some lovely music, I'm on Twitter watching the carnage unfurl. So we ended up, by the time we got back to Charlottesville, the military had arrived, so we had no part in that whole nonsense.
Well, how was the bluegrass, though? That's let's at least focus on how horrible that probably was.
It was distracting. I would have rather been watching the news. But yeah, I ordinarily like bluegrass, but when you're watching Nazis march through your town, bluegrass is the worst possible soundtrack to that.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you mentioned your mother-in-law and your father-in-law. Obviously, you're married then, Anand, or are you just going with the neighbors?
Yes, sir.
And how long have you been married?
It will be 6 years in June.
A little more than half a year, it sounds like. And what's your beautiful wife's name? What? Half a decade.
Half a dozen years.
A little more than half a decade is what I meant to say.
Oh, okay.
But I said half a year because I got the six in my head, and I've lost interest in my own talk. What's your wife's name?
Carolyn
and Anand. You got kids?
We do not.
All right.
Do have a dog named after you, though.
You have a dog named after me?
What?
Wait, what? Sarah Silverman, her jaw just dropped to the ground as if she was snapping gum. What is the dog's name?
Well, it's Jimmy.
I understand, but it could have been Pardo.
Could have been Pardo. Could have been Shooter. It could have been one of my many stupid nicknames. Well, I'm very flattered. We had a person on the show yesterday named their child after me. So
that's a little better.
So that actually didn't happen. But what kind of dog is it? Now, knowing I'm allergic to dogs, are you doing it to spite me?
No. We are both also allergic to dogs. We just love animals so much. So we are allergic to both our dog and our cat. But he is a gorgeous little rat terrier. He's a rescue, so he's 8 or 9 or something. And he doesn't know any commands, but he's very cute and has he's got a hog on him, so he pees on his legs a lot.
I'm sorry, he's got a hog.
That's his one fault.
Yeah, well, I got a second thought. You saying hog. He's got a hog on him.
Jimmy, he's from the South.
This hillbilly. I got this bluegrass listening hillbilly. Yeah, that dog's got a hog on it. Pisses on a leg all the time. All right, Anand, we're done talking because I can't imagine what other filth's going to come out of your mouth. Let me say hello to Charlotte. Hello, Charlotte.
Hi there.
Where are you calling from, Charlotte?
Boston,
Mass. And now you guys are getting hit with some crazy storm right now, right?
I don't know. I haven't been outside today.
Open a window. Look outside, Charlotte. You don't have to be outside to know there's weather going on.
It doesn't look bad.
All right. Well, I was told the whole East Coast was shut down because of this.
Maybe it's moving up from D.C. and moving north.
Oh, great.
I thought it was. I don't think it is. I think it's coming.
Okay. I don't know.
And I think it's called Petra. I think it's Storm Petra. That'll timestamp this recording.
Okay.
Because that's also the name of a very average Christian rock band. So made that joke to nobody.
What's the best Christian rock band?
Petra. I think they're all kind of the same. I don't dislike it. Actually, when I hear it, I was like, hey, this is a pretty good song. And then all of a sudden, and then Jesus said, click.
Like I like Jesus, good Jesus songs.
Give me an example.
I like, Jesus, take the wheel. You like is that how it goes? Take it from my hand.
That's a good one. Who, and that's a
I love like Patty Griffin. She has a lot of Jesus-y songs.
I like Patty Griffin.
Oh, she's going to be at Largo on the 28th.
I'm not going.
Oh, all right.
I'm not available.
Oh, okay.
I also like the Doobie Brothers song, that Jesus is just
all right with me. Jesus is just all right. Oh, yeah.
Now, is that Christian? Because he sounds kind of conflict. He's just all right. Like, it's not, he's not like.
Jesus, he's my friend.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
You didn't make it? I always turned it off before that.
Of George Harrison had a whole, like, Jesus-y album that was great.
Yeah, he did.
I love Jesus stuff.
Yeah, you know, I'm back on board. I apologize for getting mad at.
But there's Christian rock. That genre is generally pretty
unlistenable.
Yeah, it's yeah. You know,
very safe. Michael C. Smith, is that his name?
I don't know.
I can't believe you know people's names.
It's not the guy from Dexter.
I worked in the record business.
You know what I loved though, growing up? We're the same age. Up with people. Oh. You meet them wherever you go. Went to live shows. My best friends were born again Christian twins.
Wow.
You know, so their whole house was Jesus-y stuff, and their parents were real religious, and they were always very excited to say, we had Jews come to our church.
Charlotte, are you married?
Yes, I am.
And what's your husband's name, please?
Peter.
Peter and Charlotte. We have children?
Yes.
How many kids we got, Charlotte?
We have twins who are Oliver's age.
11? They're 11 years old, the twins?
They are.
And what are the twins' names?
They would prefer that I not say.
They're 11. Why are they controlling the house? You got to take the house back.
I just remember, Charlotte, are your kids like in the room right now listening?
They are.
Yeah,
they,
she said they were looking forward to hearing her lose.
Well, why aren't they at school?
Boston has the week off for school.
They're off. Yeah. Okay. So the kids haven't even looked outside at the weather.
What's that?
What, Charlotte?
Beatrix says I can say her name.
Oh, I love that name.
Beatrix with an X at the end?
Yes.
Like Beatrix Potter? That's great.
Love it. Yes. Sarah loves it. Matt loves
love.
It. Mike Henry, disgusted by it. And what's the son's name?
Say and it. Trixie, you can call her.
Yeah. She's not a hooker from the 40s.
I know, but it's like, that's cool now. I mean, it's like, you know, Senator Trixie, whatever your last name is.
We don't know their last name.
B. B's great, too. So many.
I like B.
Beatrix.
I like
B. Love it.
Yeah, I like it. I'd like to know what this young man's name is, too. Does it begin with a B as well?
A little girl. I have two girls.
It's two girls.
Oh, it's two girls.
Yeah, why did you assume it was a boy and a girl?
I don't know why. I heard twins, and I just imagined, I pictured the Wonder Twins. I wanted them to activate.
Sure.
What? All right, Charlotte, let's meet our third player, and then we got to get to a game. Darren, how are you, sir?
Doing well, Jimmy. How are you?
Good. Darren, where are you calling from? Boy, he's got a nice connection.
From Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester, Massachusetts. That's your
Worcester.
Area.
Worcester.
Sort of.
I know lots of people from Worcester.
There's wicked out there, isn't it?
It's wicked awesome, man.
Oh, it's wicked.
Sam Cedar, H. John Benjamin, Worcesterites.
Mm-hmm.
It's a miserable town, so you can get a lot of comedy out of it.
Oh, Worcester's miserable.
But where's Charlotte really from? Because she says Boston, but no one's really from Boston.
Yeah, Charlotte, let's go back to you for a second.
You're in Boston proper?
Yeah, Boston proper. My kids go to Boston public schools. They pay Boston taxes.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
I believe you.
Get off
usually it's like Tewksbury. Or,
you know what? The defensiveness tells me she is from Boston.
Wait a minute. There's a black person. All right, Darren, what do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a criminal defense attorney.
Look at this now.
Oh.
Wow.
What's the last big case that you were on? Are you on one now that you can't speak about?
I'm on several I can't speak about.
That's always good
but
for an
I had
interview.
I had a trial last week that I managed to win, so I was pretty happy about that.
Was it murder?
It was not a murder. It was a drunk driving DUI case.
Oh, Jesus, just got sad. Whose side were you on?
Well,
he's a defense.
The drunk person.
Well, I guess
the
drunk attorney. I don't listen very well.
So I guess congratulations.
Well, good for you, Garrett, getting the drunk off. Good for you, Darren. Well, maybe now you can win a subscription to Stitcher Premium. That'll be another big win for you. All right, you guys, you ready to start playing games?
Yes.
All right, here we go. First up is headlines. I'm going to read you a question that relates to a certain decade. And the first one to buzz in correctly gets the point. Matt Belknap, let's hit the randomizer to see what decade we're going to be playing from. 90s. 90s. These are headlines from the 90s. All right, hands on buzzers. That means just get your voices ready. Shout out your name when you think you know it. Please wait until I'm done reading each question. The two players with the most points after five questions We'll go on to the next round, and we kick the other guy to the curb, and hopefully Darren then can represent them, even though they were drunk and did something wrong. Here we go. First question.
Allegedly.
Okay, counselor. Easy.
Oh, my God. Never right. wanted someone to lose more than this guy.
No, Darren's out. No, Sarah's back on board. All right, here's the first question. This banger by Right Said Fred topped the charts for 3 weeks in February of 1992.
Anand.
Darren. Anand.
I'm Too Sexy.
I'm Too Sexy. Correct answer. Sarah, give us a little taste of that. How's that go?
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. Is that good? That was better than I thought really would come good. Out of my mouth.
I think you should be very happy with that. Number two. This long-running ad campaign launched in 1993 with a commercial that features a man eating a peanut butter sandwich who is unable to say the name Aaron Burr. Do you guys want me to take 12 minutes to repeat that? That's the longest question in the history of game shows.
Wow. You were right, Jimmy. When we were testing these, you thought that was a tough one, and you were right.
But I got it right. I got it immediately.
You did?
No, you did. No.
you didn't know it.
I didn't know it. Anybody? 5, 4, 3.
Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr.
That's what it sounds
2,
like.
2, 1. Got milk. Looking for got milk.
Oh.
Got milk.
Sure.
All right. Hands up, hunters. The first actor to ever be paid $20 million to appear in a single film was the star of 1996's The Cable Guy.
Darren.
Counselor, Darren.
Jim Carrey.
That's correct, Jim Carrey. Matt, give me a scoring update after 3.
Well, Anand's got 1, Darren's got 1, Charlotte's at 0.
All right. Come on, Charlotte. Head in the game. That's all right. You got the children there. You're nervous.
The kids. You feel free to let the kids help out. In this case, I feel like it's maybe necessary.
Couldn't hurt.
Do not demean Charlotte.
Nobody's demeaning Charlotte.
They each have one more than her. That's it.
That's a good point. All right, Charlotte, open the drapes, get some sun in that room of yours. Maybe that'll help out. On April Fool's Day in 1998, Burger King announced they had created a left-handed version of this burger.
Anand.
Charlotte.
Anand, go.
The Whopper?
The Whopper. Correct answer, sir. Correct answer. What are we at, Matt? 2 for Anand?
Anand's got 2. Darren's got 1. Charlotte is just as good as the other ones.
Sure.
No, I'm
don't want to upset Sarah.
Sarah's within reach of me.
She's
so.
Got 0. That's all right. What I'm saying, Charlotte, is say your name. Just say it. Then you'll think of the answer.
Don't give
that's what the guys are doing.
That's good advice.
I'm counting it. I have witnesses in here. Hey, what's saying it loudly. I'm saying it fast.
Yeah, your phone is kind of quiet. I feel bad that
I heard her under.
Yeah, she did buzz on the last one, just too late.
Now wait a second, though. Now I heard. So Beatrix is there. Who else is there with you?
I have. I'm Stella, her sister.
Oh, it is Stella. I love the name Stella.
Two great names.
Those are 2 wins. Boy, Charlotte, you're already a winner, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Not like that counselor Darren who's getting people off. In 1995, stop talking. Hands up, buzzers. In 1995, this British actor was arrested in Hollywood for soliciting a prostitute named Divine Brown.
Charlotte!
Darren.
I heard Charlotte first.
Hugh Grant.
That's Hugh Grant's correct answer. All right, so what do we have, Matt?
Well, Anand's got 2, Darren's got 1, Charlotte's got 1.
All right, here we go. Here's another question. You knew that one, Darren?
I did.
Okay.
Charlotte, now I can't help you this time, so just yell your name out. Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
Here we go. This first fully CGI main character in a major motion picture was this much maligned sidekick from Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
Anand.
Charlotte.
Anand.
Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks, correct answer. All right. Now we have to have a...
This is interesting, Jimmy.
Yeah?
Anand's got 3, but Darren and Charlotte are tied at 1, so we need a tiebreaker.
All right, here's a tiebreaker. You guys ready? So, Anand, you stay out of this.
I will.
This is a tiebreaker. You buzz in and get it wrong. You get it right, you move on. You get it wrong, your opponent automatically moves on. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Charlotte, counselor. In 1991's Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter claims to have enjoyed this type of wine with a census taker's liver and fava beans.
Darren.
Charlotte.
Darren.
Darren.
No, come on now. You heard me.
Well, we heard you, Charlotte, but Darren got in before you. What's happening over there?
She have a delay or something?
Okay, Dara, what do you got?
Chianti.
Chianti is the correct answer.
Yeah.
That actually makes me feel better considering that we cheated and gave Charlotte a point. So it makes me feel better that Darren got that.
She still got the question right.
She did. All right. Well, Darren and Anand, you guys hang tight. We have to say goodbye to Charlotte. You do not leave here empty handed. You're going to get something from the Never Not Funny Prize Closet. More importantly, you get to go back to having fun with your beautiful children.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you.
Did you just call me John?
I think she's...
No, Jimmy. Jimmy, Matt, Sarah.
Mike Henry's here too.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, bye, Charlotte.
Bye.
All right, that means, as you just heard, we say goodbye to Charlotte. That means Anand and Darren will go on to the next round, and then find out who's going to go head to head with Sarah right after this. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. My co-host this week is the great Sarah Silverman. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Now, Sarah, you helped Charlotte get a point in that last round. That's considered cheating in the game show world.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. We got Anand and Darren. You guys ready for round two?
Yes, sir.
All right. Whoever is in the lead at the end of this round will win a Pod Swag gift card and go on to play against Sarah in the finals for that aforementioned subscription to Stitcher Premium. We're going to be playing a game this round called Opposites Attack. Ah, the old flip-flop. I'm going to give you the title of a movie. Actually, I'm going to have Sarah do it. However, she will be using antonyms instead of the actual title. Your job, tell me what the movie is. For example, if Sarah was to read The Found Girls, the answer would be The Lost Boys. All right, understood?
Yes.
All right, let's hit the randomizer to see what decade we'll be playing from. Going to be playing from the 80s. Going to be playing from the 80s. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions in the category. Whoever has the most will go on to play in the finals. Let's play. Sarah Silverman, please read the first Opposites Attack.
Forward to the Past.
Anand.
Darren.
Go ahead, Anand.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. That's the correct answer. The next one, please, Sarah.
Live Easy.
Darren.
Anand.
Darren.
Die Hard.
Die Hard, correct answer. Christmas movie. Sarah, next one.
The Prince Groom.
Darren.
Go ahead, Darren.
Princess Bride.
Princess Bride. These are very easy. Somebody didn't put a lot of thought into these. Next one.
Bottom Knife.
Anand. Top Gun.
Top Gun, correct answer.
Is a knife the opposite of a gun?
Sure. For the sake of this.
I mean, I like it.
You don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
That's true. I was trying to think what is the
knife? That's what it is.
Okay.
Next one.
I mean, it's funny that they answer a question that really nobody asks. I don't think people are going around going, "What do you bring to a gunfight?"
I don't bring a knife.
Wine or
wine. Snack.
I think flowers are the opposite of a gun.
You shutting up is the exact opposite of what is happening at the moment. Go ahead, sir.
A London Man in America.
Darren.
Go ahead, Darren.
American Werewolf in Paris.
Oh no! Chance for who was the other one? Mm-hmm. Anand.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Anand. Chance for you.
An American Werewolf in London.
Yes, there we go. It was right there for you.
Is there a Paris?
Was that a sequel?
I think that was a sequel.
Well, then how can that not be okay?
Because that's not what this is.
Because that's not from that decade.
Yeah, not from the decade.
Is it not?
No.
I think it was, Paris it came up years more later. Recently. Yeah.
I watched An American Werewolf in London probably 30 times at one point. Like one summer when it was just on all the time.
The great David Naughton.
Great. Dr. Pepper commercial.
You're a Pepper.
Everyone's a Pepper.
Wouldn't you like to be a Pepper too?
Mm-hmm. Griffin Dunn in that vest.
That's a good movie.
It is.
I loved it.
I mean, I haven't seen it since then. All right, what's our scores, Matt?
Darren's got 2 and Anand's got 3.
All right, here we go. Heading the game here, Darren. Counselor. Go ahead, Sarah.
Small.
Anand.
Darren.
Go ahead, Anand.
Big.
All right.
Did put too much on that? kind of real, like, hosty.
We've already got a winner, but let's do the last one here anyway.
Clean Standing.
Go for it, Darren.
Dirty Lying?
Yeah, Dirty Lying.
Oh,
the,
I got it.
The great movie Dirty Lying, which we all embraced, the great Jennifer Grey. When one could argue that
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, Dirty Dancing. That dancing is not the opposite of standing, but if you're at a dance,
right.
You're wallflower standing
on the
up,
wall. Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Anon, you're going to go on to the next round. We got to say goodbye to the counselor. And I'm not going to lie. I'm glad. I'm
sure he defends a lot of people who don't who are innocent.
Is that true? Well, yeah. I'm sure he thinks so he could sleep.
I hope he does.
I mean, it's good to know that you don't support the representation of the indigent, Jimmy. It's good to know.
I think it sounds to me like this. You said he was a drunk driver. That tells
he was
me.
Accused of that.
And you're saying
he's saying that. He was a sober, terrible driver.
did the guy have to pay anything? Did he kill somebody?
Oh God!
Yes.
No.
Oh no!
He ran a red light. That's all he did.
Oh.
I do that all the time when I'm on my phone.
I do too. Usually when I'm drinking. all right, Darren, you're not going to leave empty-handed. You're going to get something from the Never Not Funny Prize Closet. But thank you for playing, sir.
Thank you, guys.
All right, as you just heard, we said goodbye to Darren. That means that Anon, you've won the Podswag gift card. You're going to go head-to-head with Sarah in the finals right after this. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. Now, listen, Anon has already won a Podswag gift card, but now it's time to go head-to-head with Sarah to see if he can win a year's subscription to Stitcher Premium. I'm going to ask you both a series of questions. If Anon can answer more correctly than Sarah, he will win. The questions can be about anything, but there is one question from each of the last five decades. Sarah, I'm going to ask you first.
Okay.
So that means we're going to put Anon in the isolation booth, which means we're just going to put him on hold. So hang tight, all right, Anon?
Yep.
Oh, I hope I win and keep Anon from having this prize.
That's the spirit.
Oh, okay. I didn't put him on hold until right after you said that. I hope that's okay. So he heard that.
All right. So he's on hold.
He's now on hold.
Okay, here we go. Sarah, you ready?
Yeah.
On Welcome Back, Cotter, what were Mr. Cotter's remedial students collectively called?
The Sweat Hogs, baby.
In 1984, this commercial for Wendy's. This 81-year-old actress first uttered the widely popular catchphrase, "Where's the beef?"
Oh, I have to know who the woman is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Make up a name.
Estelle Numansky.
The two main characters of this MTV show first appeared in an animated short called Frog Baseball.
Beavis and Butthead?
In 2002, this member of a Grammy Award-winning R&B girl group was killed in a car accident in Honduras.
TLC. Left Eye Lopez.
Of the four Golden Girls names, only this one made Parents.com's list of the top 10 girls' names of 2018.
Let's see. Rose?
All right. We got our answers.
All right.
We will now take Anon out of the isolation booth. Are you ready, Anon?
I am, sir.
On Welcome Back, Cotter, what were Mr. Cotter's remedial students collectively known as?
The Animals.
Incorrect. The Sweat Hogs.
Sweat Hogs.
In a 1984 commercial for Wendy's, this 81-year-old actress first uttered the wildly popular catchphrase, "Where's the beef?"
Oh, God. Her name?
Yeah.
Cloris Leachman?
Close. Clara Peller. Clara Peller.
Okay. Nobody knows that answer.
Who answered it very quickly?
Jimmy knew
it. I did. The two main characters of this MTV show first appeared in an animated short called Frog Baseball.
Who are Beavis and Butthead.
That is correct answer. In 2002, this member of a Grammy Award-winning R&B girl group was killed in a car accident in Honduras.
Who's Lisa Left Eye Lopez?
That is the correct answer, sir. Of the four Golden Girls names, only this one made Parents.com list of the top 10 girls' names of 2018.
Estelle?
Incorrect. Looking for Sophia.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Who's played by Estelle Getty.
It was great. Played by Estelle Getty, but that doesn't get you the points, Anon.
Oh,
it certainly does not.
What's our score here, Matt?
Anon had two right. Sarah had three.
Sarah beat you just by one.
Yay, Anon doesn't get a prize. Time to go back to my mansion.
Sarah got Sweat Hogs. You did not. Nobody got Clara Peller. Then the Sophia one had both of you guys guessing. But you do get that Pod Swag gift card, Anon.
Yay!
Oh,
thank you so much.
We thank you for playing. And
wait, what would he have won if he won?
The year subscription to Stitcher Premium.
Well, you just give it to him.
No.
All right.
No, I will not do that. He will get a Podswag gift card and be happy with it.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Sarah, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'll be having our announcer, Matt Belknap. Bandleader Mike Henry, our friend Sarah Silverman. I'm Jimmy Pardo. Come on back the next time you're ready to start playing games.
Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo is a Never Not Funny production. Produced by Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, and Mike Henry. Distributed by Stitcher Premium and Earwolf Media. Music by Mike Henry. Mr. Pardo's wardrobe provided by Botany 500. For more Jimmy Pardo, check out Never Not Funny in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find podcasts. And be sure to visit NeverNotFunny.com. For a chance to play games with Jimmy, follow Never Not Funny on Twitter. Portions of this program not affecting the outcome of the competition have been edited.